Never be afraid to get your hands dirty in life, in work, in business, or in the field. I mean the muddy one where they grow crops. This is my greatest advice to any aspiring journalist or entrepreneur. Roll up your sleeves, squint into the sun, and see your sweat as the honey of your efforts. Feel the dirt on your hands. Good honest dirt was an expression I heard in Africa in 1996, and it stayed with me. It came from the lips of the late clergyman turned politician, Archbishop Abel Muzorewa, as we filmed him tending his garden near Harare. "This is what I love," he said, turning to the camera. "Good, honest dirt on my hands." Shame, Muzorewa's hands were often covered in dirt, but not always good and honest. In his time as the head of the transitional state, Zimbabwe-Rhodesia, on the way to independent Zimbabwe, born on April the 18th, 1980, he sanctioned more than a few shady political deals along the way, including saying his day had been, quote, well started, when he heard the news of the Rhodesian air raid on guerrilla camps in Chimoyo over the border in Mozambique in November 1977. It was also known as the Chimoyo Massacre that left 3,000 of Muzorewa's fellow black Zimbabweans dead and 5,000 wounded. Back to the fields, and I speak from experience. I come from a long line of honest toilers in the fields, right back to my great-great-great-grandfather. They were all tillers of the soil for a handful of coins every week, if they were lucky. My great-great-grandfather worked in the fields all his life, save for a spell driving a delivery cart for a brewery. John Bishop lived into his 90s, but sadly died blind and lonely in a workhouse, a poor house that supposedly sheltered everyone from the old to the insane. There were no social services in those days. My great-grandfather, John Charles Bishop, was even born on a farm, a stone's throw from where his father toiled in the fields. He grew up to do the same, but eventually he learned the trades of rope making and leather working and managed to raise 11 children on a meagre wage. My own grandfather, Eric Hunt Bishop, also worked with his hands and was a fine carpenter. Yet in the dark days of the Depression of the 1930s, he picked up a shovel and dug ditches for a living. On the winter night in 1935, when my father Tony was born, my grandfather put down his shovel and cycled to see him. According to my late grandmother, my grandfather sat down and slept through the entire visit. My father grew up to become a journalist and wordsmith, a crafter of words, as his father was a crafter of wood. Yet he always was ready to pick up a shovel as well as a pen and pass them both to me. Their legacy to me was a good turn of phrase, a steady hand, and the constitution of an ox. When I was a teenager, I too worked in the fields, digging, planting, and irrigating to pay for my textbooks for college. I know what it feels like to see the sun go down and feeling so drained you can hardly lift your feet. What it feels like to be covered in dirt from head to foot and have the boss shout at you when you only understood every fourth word. His accent was strong, but his English was weak. A scenario familiar to entrepreneurs across Africa. It made me stronger, saner, more compassionate and wiser. Good, honest dirt.